Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Turning on the lights this morning. The NFL will be turning on the lights tonight. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. If you love football, you'll love this hour. The great Chris Berman will be here in 5 minutes, and Texas football coach Tom Herman. Big 12's getting going this weekend alongside the ACC. He'll be here at 9:30. Chris, Boomer, and Tom, all with us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Guys, that intro we just heard, if that doesn't get you fired up, you better check your pulse. We're ready to go 11 hours and 20 minutes away from the Texans and the Chiefs.
Kickoff. Bombs away. I mean, that's what's getting ready to happen in Arrowhead. It's going to be a little different, obviously, because there's no fans, and it's the 17,000 max that'll be in the stands. When you look at Kansas City games, sold out, red everywhere, that won't be the case. But you're still going to get football, and you're going to get tough football. You're going to get hard play football, maybe a little sloppy in the beginning, but it's still football. And I think that that's what we all kind of been sitting around starving for. Now we finally get NFL football this evening.
You know, over the COVID period, I think a lot of people have recognized how important family is, Zubin and Key, right? Yeah. Spending time with significant others. If you don't get lost in your work week, and all these commercials I've seen over the last couple of days talking about football, even though I understand the risk that a lot of football players are taking by playing, the time that you could spend with your family, Key, watching games. I know you watch games alone, but I like to watch games with my wife and friends that I know have been doing social distancing and things of that sort. Like, that's what football brings me back to. Those cozy moments where you can have a beer, you can have a drink, you can relax with your friends, you can talk trash, and you can be yourself and have fun.
Tequila,
have
man. Fun. Tequila.
Yeah, we on that too.
And just remember, you mentioned the COVID. Just be really careful if you're one of those 17,000 out tonight or you're going to another game this weekend. We have got games in Minnesota, Maryland, Michigan, Florida, New York. Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to ask a question. You know, for a lot of fans, you want to see in the game, but are you willing to sign a waiver? You're going to have to sign waivers before you go into some of these stadiums, you would think. It's on your ticket stub saying that if you get COVID, they are not liable. So it's one of those things to think about.
Personal responsibility. Minnesota, Maryland, Michigan, Florida, New York, Georgia, Massachusetts, Ohio, California, Louisiana, New Jersey, Colorado, and tonight in the state of Missouri. Everybody be careful. Chris Berman is with us in 1 minute, but first we go from A to Z with a little NBA. All right, let's start in the association where we got Jay. Game 7 tomorrow night.
Woo, it's coming. The Boston Celtics versus the Toronto Raptors. Had about big-time shot made by Kyle Lowry down the stretch, over the right shoulder, fade away in the face of Kemba Walker. He had 33 points. OG Anunoby hit another big-time shot. Game 7 coming your way tomorrow night.
They only played 58 minutes last night. They'll play 48 tomorrow.
That's it. Nothing big.
Toronto won in double OT, as Jay said. 125-122, 9 Eastern tonight. Lakers Rockets, the only NBA playoff game tonight. Keys Lakers, 7 p.m. Eastern. It's their earliest start in the playoff bubble.
From only one team in L.A., man. What you mean?
I was going to say from one L.A. team to another, but apparently I can't say that.
No.
Just for the Clipper Nation out there, you are one game away from the Western Conference Finals. If the Lakers
from getting into your first round.
Just saying, you hope that the Lakers win tonight so that they can be up 3-1, so that they can hopefully close out two to get some rest. So they're not playing in a long series while the Clippers are getting rest.
Right. So both could be up 3-1 here in a matter of hours. They took out the Nuggets last night, 96-85 in the bubble. And this is interesting. If you're watching the Laker game tonight, obviously, Key will, the NBA probing a potential bubble violation by the Rockets' Daniel House. According to Woj and our Tim McMahon, who's all over the Rockets beat, his status for the remainder of the series is in jeopardy. They're calling it a violation of campus protocol. He missed game 3 of the series due to quote-unquote personal reasons. He's already been listed out tonight. He has denied any violation. I know people's heads are spinning right now thinking about this.
I picked up a little chicken along the way, that's all.
That's a euphemism. You can pick that up from Key, right?
A thigh, a leg.
Team and league officials.
I just want to know what kind of chicken.
We're late in the show, but it's not late at night.
I just want to know what kind of chicken. What are we talking about? Baked? Is it fried? I don't know.
It's some chicken. That's all you need to know.
Okay, hot sauce?
Team and league officials have declined to specify on any hot sauce or the nature of House's violation. It is such a pleasure. I mean, listen, man. He's the face of ESPN. He's the face of football on ESPN. And the NFL's 100 first season is ready to go tonight. Chris Berman, when I was a kid, NFL primetime from 87 to 02, we'd sit there at 7:30 at my house and watch Boomer and TJ like millions of you would. This year, it's going to be Boomer and Booger McFarland on ESPN Plus, Sunday night, 7:30 Eastern. It is a pleasure to have the Swami here. Chris, welcome to KJZ. And I just want to get your thoughts on what you think are the biggest NFL storylines this season.
Well, first of all, fellas, good luck with the show. I know it's you know, this is not your debut, but it's still the first month, so it's never too late to say that. I can't believe Key gets up at this time. I actually find that hard to believe. Zubin and Jay, good luck sitting with my buddy.
The new expression
for Key is, at 3:30 or whatever time it is, get me the damn alarm clock, right? I mean, I don't know what else to say. I'm just shocked. At any rate, let me get to it. Yeah, and we're going to have some fun with primetime. Tommy, with the travel, couldn't do it. And that's a show you need to be in the studio. Key's done it with us. Tommy, that was his thought. Like, we could do it remote, like so many shows. He could, and I'm in the studio, but that's a fast-moving hour or 52 minutes or whatever it is. If we got no commercials, we roll, and it's on all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday if you don't see it live at 7:30 Eastern. So I'm looking forward to Booger. He's got an enthusiasm, et cetera. Storyline. Well, the storyline, the easiest one is obviously Tom Brady in – I'm bummed that it's not Key. I like the Bucs uniforms, but you know, we got to have the creamsicle, right?
Yes.
When I see Tom Brady in a creamsicle, maybe they'll have a throwback. Then I'll know that things are different. So obviously that's story one, but right below it is Philip Rivers is wearing a horseshoe. You know, Cam Newton is playing in New England. So, I mean, you have three guys who are as good as it's ever been. Obviously, in Tom's case, and the others aren't far behind, MVPs, Pro Bowls, how do they do? And in Tom's case, I think, fellas, I think they're going to have fun. You know Coach Arians, and they certainly have weapons. They're just in a division with Drew Brees and Matt Ryan. So there'll be some good stuff in that division every week, starting with this first game. Will they make the playoffs? Close. You know, remember, we got an extra wild card team, right? There's seven teams from each conference. So are they 9-7? Yeah. Are they 10-6? That gets them in. Are they 8-8? I don't – it's somewhere in there. Tom Brady playing eventually in the creamsicle. How can we say there's any other story bigger than except – let's get big picture for a minute. On Sundays and Mondays for – hopefully 4 months, right? Quote, everyone who are fans and even casual fans get back to normal. Not normal, but something in a normal routine. This is what we do on Sundays, and this is what we do on Monday nights if we can stay up. That's even bigger than Tom Brady being a Buck, obviously. I know you guys agree.
You know, Bull, Tom Brady is not in the AFC East anymore. Obviously, you just alluded to that. He's down south. But no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Are they going to get this thing finally? They're going to win the division?
You want me to say yes, of course. But here's what I would say, and they are certainly not in the – and I'll – they're not in the category of Cleveland, who were on the cover of every magazine last year, and there was the biggest face plant, you know, one of the biggest ones of all time for a variety of reasons. So, as you know, when you've never done it, now they made the playoffs two of the last 3 years. This is not, you know, 20 years of not getting in, and they have a hell of a defense. They really do. They and New England about have the same record, I think. They both have a chance to go about 10-6. So can they win it? Yes. But expectations when you haven't done it, you guys agree, right? It goes the same for basketball, Jay, and Zubin, all sports, right, Key? I mean, when you haven't done it, that's hard. Winning a golf tournament, right? It's hard. But the fact that they've been in 2 of 3 years, a lot of these guys have at least made the playoffs. And they have a really good defense. And I think the quarterback, Allen, is going to be, you know, Diggs will help them a lot. So I think they're 10-6. Does that win the division? It depends on what Cam does and New England does. I mean, I think the Jets and Miami will be better than they were last year. The second half of the season, they're both good, but obviously they're not winning the division. But it would be nice to be able to say that every week, Key. You know, so far with the Toronto Blue Jays playing in Buffalo, you know, we've been able to say no one circles the wagons like the Toronto Blue Jays. Especially when they were down 11-0 and they tied a game, didn't they? So, yes, they can. But climbing that last bit of the mountain. You guys agree, right? When you haven't done it, tough. 10-6 Bills, though. And might that win the division? It might.
Boomer, let's be easy with the Blue Jays. They're fighting my Yankees right now. We're battling. I do want to ask you about Patrick Mahomes, you know, the largest contract in NFL history. Deshaun Watson also signs a massive contract, two of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league and league history. What does that say for a deal like Watson's for the Cowboys and Dak Prescott?
Well, it means the sky is the limit, although, you know, I think the limit was what Patrick got, and many think $500 million is a bargain. So I know Key wants to renegotiate immediately. So what it says is when you can identify, you know, we've all identified Patrick Mahomes, right, for example, and Deshaun and you know, Lamar Jackson puts up another season like he does, and we'll say the same. I mean, not that we're doubting it. I'm just saying he's done one of those. When you can identify a young quarterback, you know, like when a John Elway came in the league, right? Like, you could see right away. And the way it's structured now, I mean, there could always be injury, but they're playing versus 25 years ago much earlier. They're able to establish themselves, and you can see. Then you do it, not when they're 30, but when they're, what, 25, 24, 23? These guys are young, right? What it says is that Dak Prescott, if Dallas is as good as many think they're going to be, he's in good shape. That's what it says. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Boom. But before I let you get out of here, I got to ask you, with the Yankees in the position that they're in, looking like that they're probably going to be on the outside looking in, and with my Dodgers
cruising along,
holding their end of the bargain, is this the year for the Dodgers to finally get it done?
Well, they look like the best team by far, Key, right? They're 30 wins, whatever that means in a short. I think so, but I'm going to – and the Yankees, who would have guessed that they're hoping to make the 8 slot, right?
Yeah.
And things can change. What do we got, only 25 games left? Look, the Dodgers look like the very best team. What will be interesting is – and you know I have to say it, Key, just to have fun, right? I think the Giants are in the 8 hole right now. So, and we have Johnny Cueto. And it's a 2 out of 3 opening series. Now, that will go for not only the Dodgers, but anyone. So you face a stud pitcher on a number 6, 7, or 8 team who beats you 2-1. And I'm not saying Cueto would. Just as an example, they may not play the Giants. But just almost that opening, and you got Kershaw on the first. I get it, and Buehler and everything. But 2 out of 3 is fraught with disaster. I think, actually, once they get past that, then they got better chances. It's just somebody could throw 2 good games at you.
Yeah, I wasn't listening for that answer. Got to let you go, Boom. You're killing me. I'm waiting
like
for you to say
team.
Yes.
Good luck.
I need you to say yes.
Yes, Key, because you're my buddy. Yes, they're the best team in baseball. So we'll go from there. I love being with you guys. Good luck, man. We're breath of fresh air, and we love you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Boomer.
The one and only Chris Berman. Thank you, Boom. Just a reminder, Chris Berman back on the program that he brought into the national consciousness, NFL Primetime. It'll be on ESPN Plus, our streaming service. He'll be joined by Booger McFarland each Sunday, beginning this Sunday at 7:30 Eastern. And then as boom, as you heard him say, it's going to kind of run on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then they're going to update the show because you got to get the Sunday night game in there and you got to get the Monday night games in there. So be sure to watch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for their unique takes on the late Sunday and Monday games. Chris will also be on Monday Night Football halftime, fastest 3 minutes that many of you, millions of you have watched over the years. He'll also be on Monday Night Countdown. Good little reunion there for you, Key?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's always fun to catch up with him. Spoke to him the other day. But yeah, always keep looking forward to watching prime time with Booger and then joining him in the playoffs on prime time.
Wonder if he has any new sounds for us this year.
I wouldn't doubt
Boom,
it.
Boom Woo! Always has something.
He always has something.
It. And Boom's got to get ready. He's a huge golf fan, so we got Major this month too. So we're looking forward to catching up with him.
Bad swing in golf, though.
he has a decent swing. I've seen him at the ESPYs. I play with him. I've seen him at the ESPYs.
One game we haven't talked about, and obviously it's not till Sunday. There's so much attention, obviously, on the Texans and the Chiefs, and then Brady and Breeze, who will play, and then the return of Ben Roethlisberger Monday night on ESPN.
What Cam looks like.
Cam, mm-hmm. We should mention that, with Tua waiting to play in Miami with the opposition. This is normally a great game with two amazing fan bases. Obviously, you know, Packers, Vikings, Sunday 1 Eastern. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about it. Key, earlier this morning, if you were with us, picked Minnesota to win the division, and that's just fine with Aaron Rodgers, because he likes flying a little bit under the radar. Take a listen to this.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
And that's it. He said, boom, done. They were within one game of making the Super Bowl. As you know, there is no better Rodgers than an ornery Aaron Rodgers. When he is mad about something, he does tend to put the chip on. Tell me what you think about the Vikings. You wanted to win the division, but how far are the Pack behind?
The Packers are right there.
Okay.
It's not like they're going to run away with it and the Packers are going to forget how to play football. That's not the case. I think when you look at it, I just like where Minnesota's at, right? I like their style of play. I like that they play defense. They run the football. They don't ask Kirk Cousins to do a whole lot at the quarterback spot, which they're not asking him to throw the ball 50 times a game, you know, for the season. They're not. So Gary Kubiak taking over for Kevin Stefanski, who goes to Cleveland as the head coach. Gary Kubiak, very successful play caller in the National Football League. So they don't lose a whole lot there. Their secondary struggled a little bit last year. They're a little young. They get Mike Hughes back, the player they drafted in the first round a couple years ago.
You
out
really
of UCF.
Like him.
He was on to something the last couple years, and he got a little ACL, then he got a neck injury, but he's back healthy now, so they're expecting big things from him. Then they go out and they get
Yannick Ngakoue.
Yannick Ngakoue is such a hard one to spit out. But
when your name's Zubin Mehenti, these are easy Twitter things.
It's yeah, and so they go and they get him. And then you just look at their makeup. They were so close a year ago and even close the year before, and they lose Stephon Diggs, but then they draft Justin Jefferson in the draft to replace him. So it's like, okay, I like what they're doing, but Green Bay's not far behind. I know a lot of people are mad. They're not mad, but a little disappointed that they haven't surrounded Aaron Rodgers with a bunch of weapons from an offensive standpoint, but he still goes 13-3. He gets him to the NFC Championship game. It wasn't the offense, so to speak, that was the major problem. It was San Francisco's defensive front.
Yeah.
And that was the problem. You know, they could have beat anybody except that front. So it's like, I expect for them to make the playoffs. They may not win the division. And if they win the division, they may win it by one game, or they may not win it by one game, but I think they'll get into the playoffs.
It's just interesting. And obviously, Key just, you know, named the entire Minnesota Vikings team.
I didn't leave anything for you. That's part of it.
You never do. It's okay. I understand my role when it comes to this.
Oh, by the way, they got a kicker.
I will say it's been fascinating. All the storylines that have happened this year with the Green Bay Packers, and obviously it goes back to that NFC Championship game where they got blitzed by the 49ers. But even Matt LaFleur's comments about, you know, he'll be our starter, he'll be our quarterback until he's our quarterback, right? Those things happen. Jordan Love, that situation happens.
Right.
You think about it, just everything that's happened with this team thus far. I feel like when his back is against the wall, even though he is older, this is what you want for a guy like him. When you think about Aaron Rodgers, like, I like his back being against the wall for the sake that he's going to take that chip on the shoulder. I think he has a lot to prove this year when it's always been about how great Aaron Rodgers has been. Now people are discounting him.
Well, they're just doing that because that's what they do. Right?
I understand. Like, I'm just saying, you know this as 20, an athlete,
26-4, touchdown interception ratio. You 13-3, 4,000 yards with me's and you's playing receiver. I mean, it's like, I know what he is, okay? And yes, they squeaked out wins. And they should have lost some games, and there was a few missed field goals in games. That's all fine and dandy. They shouldn't apologize for that. The bottom line is, 13-3, you are what you are. And that's who they were last year with a new head coach. So imagine how much better they could potentially be a second time around with the same system and learn. There's no major learning curve for Aaron Rodgers where there was a year ago. And a learning curve, a new voice in your headset, trying to understand the nuances of your head coach in terms of when he's calling plays or what he's thinking on this certain down and distance, where for so long you had Mike McCarthy, you knew immediately, okay, situational football, this is what we're going to do. And now you got a new guy in your headset. You're still trying to learn, if we're in this situation, what are we going to do?
All I'm saying is that feeds the athlete's mentality. And Key, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can sit out there and go out and win a championship and people just start shredding you apart. Nobody tells you what you're doing well. They're telling you what you're going to do poorly. And when that sits in the back of your mind, like, that just heightens your level of competitiveness. That brings something different out of you. And it's going to be good to see what that brings out of Aaron Rodgers and this Packers team this year.
And the funny thing about it too, Z, is he don't have to worry about Jordan Love. Because everything coming out of Packers camp is Jordan Love is they might as well just put a red shirt on him and allow him to sit tight for several years, not just a few, several.
In other words, struggling. And Aaron said the night they drafted Jordan Love, he's like, man, he's great. He could be here. He ain't beating me out anytime soon, so I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, I ain't worried about it.
Exactly.
That was even before training camp started. He's like, there ain't no way. I'm a Super Bowl winner. There's no way this guy coming out of Utah State.
But it's not even that you're a Super Bowl winner. You could see, as Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure he saw Jordan Love play. He's seen clips, and he knew immediately. He's like, yeah, I ain't worried. They didn't just draft Peyton Manning. I'm good.
No doubt. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. On the way, his arch rival had one of the most eyebrow-raising comments in all of college football this week. So what does Texas head coach Tom Herman have to say about Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley? We'll ask him. That's on the way. And it is a pleasure to be welcomed in to the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line this morning with Tom Herman. He's come a long way from Cal Lutheran. I'll tell you, he made Iowa State's offense better, Ohio State's offense better, completely resurrected the Houston program, and now he's on the 40 acres looking to do
Cali kid, man.
Longhorn Network, 8 Eastern. They'll open it up. Coach, it's great to have you with us. I really appreciate it. First things first, I heard you say earlier in the week that you believe, due to the coronavirus, that every single player on your roster is going to take a meaningful snap this year. Put that into perspective for us.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. But, yeah, I mean, it's something we have to plan for. And, you know, our conference, we've got you know, if we've had 53 healthy bodies, we're gonna have to play the game. And you know, I can't imagine us getting that decimated to where we were that low and get to that number. But I think in a 10-game season with all of the uncertainty and the possibility of guys getting wiped out for a period of time, that, you know, we're going to have to really get everybody, walk-ons, freshman walk-ons, the whole nine, try to get everybody as game-ready as possible.
I know, Coach Herman, coaches tend to be superstitious, or not necessarily even superstitious, but don't believe in sharing personnel information or even game plan information, even though things are on tape for people to see. In your conference, Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma is not sharing the COVID information to the public about players that are positive because he doesn't want to give anyone an advantage. What is your policy at Texas?
You know, we've been great to hear from you, Key.
Yeah.
We've been pretty transparent in our injury updates with our media. We feel like here at Texas, you know, the walls tend to talk around here, and you know, we're pretty upfront with all of the injury information that we provide, simply because, you know, I don't want to be spending my entire week, you know, confirming or denying rumors here and there, left and right, you know. And so, you know, our players are pretty used to it. And so, you know, we're, again, very transparent with our injuries. When it comes to COVID, you know, I think we're not going to share names. I think that's certainly, you know, a privacy issue that we've got to respect with our players and student athletes. But, you know, if we did have a cluster, you know, people would know, the public would know all of the numbers that we have, either positive or quarantined. But yeah, all of that information is definitely going to get shared to, you know, the medical staff, the opponent, you know, everybody that needs to know and that we're required to tell would certainly do that. The only thing that you may not get that you would with a sprained ankle or a pulled hamstring would be a guy's name. But when it comes to COVID, we're certainly, you're going to be very forthcoming with the numbers and amount of guys should we be down some guys.
Coach, you guys are going to be allowed to play games with 25% of fans. Is this kind of, depending upon what state you're in, and then depending upon what state you're in, what advantage or disadvantage do you have depending upon the percentage of fans that are allowed to actually be in the stadium?
I mean, it's my understanding that it is a state by state, school by school decision in terms of how many fans are in the stands. I don't know that I've heard of any school, at least right now at the beginning of September, that, you know, is at full capacity. I don't know that any are over 50%, to be honest with you. So I'm not sure that there's going to be any advantage or disadvantage throughout the season. Now, if those numbers change throughout the, you know, 3-4 months of the season and, you know, we're still at 25% and another team is at full capacity, that certainly could be an advantage. I think, you know, anytime you go on the road in normal circumstances, it's difficult in any conference, and ours is, you know, no different than anybody else in the country. But I don't know that, you know, whether it's 25%, 30%, 33%, 10%, 0%. You know, when you get to numbers that small, I don't know that there's going to be an advantage. I think the biggest thing that we're trying to do is prepare our players. It's going to be eerie. I think it's going to be different, certainly. And we're going to have to bring our own juice, for a lack of a better term. And, you know, every Saturday is going to be BYOJ, man, bring your own juice. And, you know, and that's okay. It's something we're used to doing in practice and scrimmages, but it'll definitely feel a little bit different on Saturdays.
Coach Herman, how difficult has it been, though, with preparation in terms of just getting your players focused and prepared? Not only are you dealing with the pandemic, but you also are dealing with the the social issues that have gone on, and players and athletes at the University of Texas was very outspoken about removal of statues as well as the Texas fight song.
it was difficult at first. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You know, these young men were going through something that nobody in the history of sport had really gone through, with the early stages of the pandemic, with everybody so isolated and apart from each other, and then all of the social issues that have bubbled over in our society. You know, they were in a very unique place mentally from any other year that we've been coaching. And so it was difficult at first, but I think the really good part about being able to play is the sense of normalcy. And as we got closer to game day, you could feel a tangible shift in players' attitudes, players' mindsets, players' focus levels. And, you know, the last 10 days, 2 weeks, we've been really, really locked in. And especially this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, by far the two best days of practice that we've had in the month that we've been going. And so that's always a good sign, I think, when you can be peaking, for lack of a better term, as you're heading into game week.
Coach, very quickly, what's the latest on wide receiver Jake Smith?
Jake's dinged up. I think if we were playing, you know, the conference championship game or you know, in the playoffs or a bowl game or something like that, he would probably be apt to try and to play. I don't think it's anything serious, but with game one this week and then us having an off week before we start conference play, you know, we thought it'd be pretty prudent for him to rest that hamstring and you know, be ready to go as we prepare for conference play. Mm-hmm.
That first game Saturday against UTEP, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Longhorn Network, and Coach is being a little modest. He was one of the most strong voices with regard to social justice, saying about some of his African-American players, would you let them date your daughter? Would you hire them for a job after college? So Tom has those guys in his mind long after they become Longhorns. I've had a pleasure to sit in his office and talk with him, and he knows a lot about football, and I really appreciate the perspective this morning. Coach, best of luck this Saturday.
All right, guys. Appreciate you having me, and you know, I hope everybody stays safe and healthy and enjoy some college football this weekend.
All right, Coach.
Same Thanks, to Coach. You, sir. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. I had a chance to sit with him for about 10 minutes when he was Houston's coach, when they were knocking off all those teams like Florida State and Oklahoma. He really has something going. Still to come, an amazing story about the very first time Patrick Mahomes met Deshaun Watson, finger wagging all the way to the break if you're watching us on television. And this is not the first meeting on the field. The very first meeting when they first met each other. Wait until you hear this as they get ready for tonight's game. And the guys will have their predictions tonight for the Texans and the Chiefs.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
In just 1 minute, we'll get Key and Jay's predictions for tonight's game between the Texans and the Chiefs. But before I let you go, just a real quick story on how Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes met. Yes, they've met twice before. They met in the regular season last year. Mm-hmm. Deshaun won. Patrick won the game that really mattered. They were drafted within two spots of each other, and they had the two highest guaranteed money deals in football. $141 million guaranteed for Mahomes, $111 million for Watson. But Key, tell me where Dana Point, California is. Do you know where that is?
Oh, it's beautiful. I love Dana Point.
Great four seasons
down that way.
They were down there training probably, right?
So 4 years ago, exactly. Four years ago in Dana Point, California, May of 2016, there was something called a quarterback summit. And they bring together all the top young college prospects. And it's run by a guy named Jordan Palmer, who's Carson Palmer's brother. Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, Key has become like a quarterback guru.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson was great from day one. So he was invited to the quarterback summit. You get on the whiteboard, you do all the stuff, you hang out. But there was somebody missing, and when Cliff Kingsbury, then the head coach of Texas Tech, said this would be a really great opportunity for any quarterback, Cliff, of course, was a quarterback of his own, he texted Jordan Palmer in 2016 when nobody knew you-know-who and said, hey, got a proposition for you. I got a dude here that's pretty special. Can you look at some tape, and if you like him, would you mind inviting him out to the QB summit?
Uh-huh.
And of course, that person was Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
And what was interesting is they said, just look at tape, because other people are like, oh, he just throws all the time because Texas Tech's always losing and their defense is bad. He's like, just look at the tape, look at his arm, tell me what you think. Patrick Mahomes showed up at the QB summit, and that was the first meeting between Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. The latest meeting comes tonight to open up the NFL season. Who do you like, Key, tonight between the Texans and the Chiefs?
I like them both, but, you know, in this situation, I got to go with Kansas City. I think when you look at where they're coming from off of last year's Super Bowl win, nothing changes for them on the offensive side of the ball other than getting a viable running back in Edwards-Helaire from LSU, drafting him in the late first round. So when you add that to the mix of what you already have in Tyreek Hill and Sammy as well as Kelce, you've got a bona fide offense with a lot of explosive players. And then the defense has got better toward the end of the year. They gave up some points, but they stayed the course. And so they didn't lose anything from a coaching standpoint. Most coaching staffs win a Super Bowl or have a strong season, they get gutted. In this case, the defensive coordinator comes back, the offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, and the head coach. So Kansas City should win this game. I don't know what the point spread will, I mean, the points will be, but they should win the game.
It is Kansas City minus nine, just to throw it out.
Yeah, minus nine. Over under is 53.5. I'm probably going to end up taking the under. I think that we may see some sloppy football. Remember, no preseason, no OTAs. I understand two prolific offenses. The question for Deshaun Watson, I know that you have made mention multiple times, Brandon Cooks, you know, how will he be injury-wise? What will be the targets that Deshaun has? But look, after hearing Lewis Reddick and the story that Shefty told about Edwards-Helaire, like that's mind-blowing to me that Lewis Reddick would say that, hey, any fantasy, I'm taking him number one.
Overall,
thinking about the talent of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, look, that was a question you worried about this team. Damian Williams opting out, you know, now him being that star, having that play action, having a dynamic player like Clyde Edwards-Helaire that can provide that option with the weapons that Patrick Mahomes has, I'm gonna go with them to win the game.
Well, you go back to the running back spot in the West Coast system, in particular in Andy Reid's system, whether it was Brian Westbrook when he was with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, do everything.
Or LeSean McCoy, do everything. Now you have this with Edwards doing everything, and they're going to be able to plug him in, get him the ball, in transition, out of the backfield. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, run between the tackles, on the perimeter. He's a tough runner. So I think this is probably, in terms of the best running back outside of Kareem Hunt, that the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid has had since he's been there.
That's some high praise. Some late breaking news this morning from Adam Schefter, the best insider in the business. And Key always likes to say, well, at least he got his money, and this is very apropos.
Oh, who got cut?
No, this is actually
somebody
good.
Somebody got paid.
Yeah, somebody got paid. Remember, Jason Peters was playing right guard, and then the injuries for the Eagles. And
they moved him to tackle.
They moved him to tackle to protect Carson Wentz's blind side, and now the nine-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle moving from right guard to left tackle, which is obviously a much more important position. He's reworked his deal with the Eagles. It'll now be up to worth $8 million, including $4 million guaranteed. And he gets a $2 million signing bonus for basically raising his hand and saying, excuse me, I was once a great left tackle, and I'd like to be one again.
Well, he didn't raise his hand. They went to him and tried to coerce him into saying, hey, man, won't you go play left tackle? He said, hold on. You paying me to play guard. You're not paying me to play tackle. Here's what the tackles make. I'm willing to do this for this. And they went back and said, we do want to protect our quarterback. Okay, we'll do it. That's what it is.
I just pray for your sake that Dan Orlovsky is not correct.
Why? I really do,
because it's going to be – he's not going to let you up. He's not going to let his foot off your neck.
I'm not listening to Dan Orlovsky. Come on, man.
Just saying,
please.
Just saying.
If I'm listening to Dan, then something's
wrong with
me. I agree
with you, but I'm not on NFL Live every day with Dan Orlovsky.
Dan did say earlier that he thought the Eagles skill position guys were better than the Cowboys skill position guys. Quickly on the Cowboys. They got the Rams Sunday Night Football. They got the nation to themselves, national TV in L.A. What do you think about the Cowboys?
I think the Cowboys win this football game in L.A. First of all, there's no fans in the stands, so that's no home field advantage there. Right? And the Cowboys is a California-type team, training camp, particularly Oxnard, California. So the environment they're accustomed to. In fact, I think Jerry helped build that stadium. I think his company helped build the new Rams Stadium.
I'm almost certain
he did. So he's going to open up the new stadium with a W that he helped build. And when you look at Dak Prescott, you look at Amari Cooper, Zeke, the defense, you look at just what they have and what they could accomplish – they have to start off against a Ram team that a lot of people predict to maybe get 8 wins max. I mean, and that's probably being kind, you know?
You lose that first game, though. If you're Dallas, get ready for the uproar.
Oh, yeah, if you lose
the
first game.
Get ready for the uproar again.
Yeah.
And all I'm going to say, Vegas only has it -3 for Dallas. Mm. What do they know? What do they know that we do not?
Man, I ain't listening to Vegas.
Okay.
They didn't build those casinos by losing.
No, they did not.
That's for sure. Speaking of Sunday Night Football, tomorrow on the show, Tony Dungy from NBC Sports, Demaurus Smith from the NFL Players Association, and Sal
Coach Dungy will tell you I was great to deal with.
In Tampa, see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.